Good morning. A warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England, with some sunshine in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into central and southern New England. And we're also picking up a line of showers, heavier bursts of rain, and thunderstorms moving through the lower Champlain Valley, the southern Adirondacks and upper Hudson Valley, most of the Mohawk Valley, and along the I-88 corridor. This batch of rain and thunderstorms is progressing steadily to the east and will impact most of central and eastern New York and New England as we go through the early morning period. These storms are not severe, however, very heavy rainfall for a short period of time could lead to localized urban flooding. As we get deeper into the morning, the line will progress through central and eastern New England and off the coast as a cold front sweeps through the area. Behind the front, we'll have a return to sunshine this afternoon, and temperatures will respond by reaching back into the middle and upper 80s for daytime highs. Humidity levels will remain elevated throughout the day. Skies will clear out tonight, and temperatures will drop back into the 60s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a large trough of low pressure, which will dig into the Great Lakes today and then shear out over southeastern Canada as we go through the rest of the week. Impulses embedded within this trough will touch off just a couple of isolated showers and maybe a thunderstorm on Wednesday. Otherwise, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and lower humidity behind the front that's passing through today, with highs back into the upper 80s. The same risk of an isolated shower or storm on Thursday, but generally dry with a mix of sun and clouds and comfortable humidity and highs back into the mid 80s. With high pressure building in on Friday and lasting through the weekend, we'll have a dry stretch of weather with mostly sunny skies and slowly increasing humidity. Friday, very nice, mid-80s, mid to upper 80s on Saturday and Sunday. We'll see the next chance of showers and thunderstorms arrive on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slight risk for excessive rainfall and localized flooding concerns exists for the Central Plains today and for the Northern High Plains into the Midwest tomorrow. Flash flood watches are posted for sections of this region. During this time, monsoonal moisture will continue to advect northward into the southwest and then into the plains and Midwest. At the same time, a Canadian cyclone and its trailing front will slowly move through the plains and Great Lakes. Showers and thunderstorms will fire up along and ahead of this feature, promoting the expected heavy rainfall. Around 2 inches of rain is possible for parts of Oklahoma through Wednesday. Meanwhile, across the northwest, temperatures will warm up again, reaching the 90s to near triple digits before a cold front moves into the area from the Pacific tonight. While interior portions of the northwest experience warm temperatures through Thursday, heat advisories are in effect. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 57 degrees with a west wind at 49, gusting to 58 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 46 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 72 degrees, the dew point 71, 97% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.72 inches and steady. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-90s, Boston partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 93 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 79, that's 7 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 3.16 inches for the month, which is 43 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 17.43 inches for the year, which is 4.73 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 99, set in 1929, and the record low, 44, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m., sunset this evening 8:20 p.m., 14 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Morning showers and thunderstorms giving way to increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s, becoming partly cloudy tonight and lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, morning showers and thunderstorms giving way to increasing sunshine today and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s, becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Showers and thunderstorms this morning giving way to increasing sunshine today and highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for Wednesday and Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds with lower humidity and just a passing shower or thunderstorm both days in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly sunny, pleasant, and warm Friday and Saturday, mid to upper 80s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds on Sunday, mid to upper 80s. And a good chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.